Hi, besties, and welcome back to the Sad to Savage podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Sacco, and today's episode is going to be a little bit different than usual. I am obsessed with morning meditations. I do one every single day. I've done them, I think, for almost over 2 years. Most of the time, I listen to an app, or I'll lead myself in a meditation, and I've found that it does wonders for my brain and my mental health throughout the day. So I wanted to do one on here. That's why I'm kind of talking in this kind of voice, like very slow, very calm. I'm going to keep this intro shorter because I want this to be an episode that you can continuously come back to. I want you to be able to listen to this as a morning meditation or really anytime you want, whether it's daily or just when you need to pick me up. You can listen to this in bed while getting ready, on your morning walk, driving to work, really whenever or wherever. I use this to set myself up for success across my four quadrants: my mindset, heart set, soul set, and health set. Meditation and visualization, I swear to you, is a secret weapon, and it truly helps you create your future and helps you become intentional about your actions. Meditations have really helped me become the person that I am, really work towards that dream version of me. It's a habit that I built and one that I want to share with you guys. And when I talk to people about meditations, usually it's that they don't know where to start, they don't know where to go. Apps are expensive, and I totally get that. So this is my first time doing, I guess, a meditation out loud for anyone else. And I think it's going to be interesting so you guys can have a little insight into how I talk to myself or like what's going on in my brain. I'm honestly a little bit nervous, but I'm really excited. So let's begin. Good morning. Okay, I'm going to try not to laugh. Good morning. We're going to go through a short meditation to help us handpick who we show up as for the day and in this lifetime. Take a big, deep breath in and let it out. Again, we're going to fill our body with oxygen, positive energy, and as we exhale, we're going to feel our bodies and our brain let go of anything that we no longer want it to hold on to. Anything weighing us down, any roadblocks in our life, any people or situations that we do not have control over, we are actively choosing to release the grip that they have on us. There is light and dark in this world, and we are choosing what surrounds us. Today, we are choosing to be surrounded by light and to be the light. With this meditation, you are choosing to take control of your brain and of your thoughts because you truly do get to choose who you are. I want you to ask yourself, who do you want to show up as today? How does that person act? What thoughts do you want to engrave into your brain about yourself? How do you want to feel? You can pick the version of you that you go through the day as. You can choose to look for little moments of gratitude, and you can choose how you will handle a negative situation before it even happens. You can choose now to actively seek out the alternative in any negative situation. You can choose a positive perspective to look for the good in life and the little moments that come with it, and you will change your life. I want you to visualize you going through your day. What are you choosing to do for your brain, for your body? What did you tell yourself you were going to do? How are you going to show up for yourself to accomplish it? It doesn't have to be big, just one small thing that you are going to do today for you. We can start right here. I want you to stop and tell your body how much you love it, how grateful you are for it, and the home that it's given you. Your body is beautiful, and you're actively creating a beautiful mind. What thoughts do you want to have in your mind today? You are so incredibly special and deserve to know and deserve to feel that. You are meant to be put on this earth, born into this life, here at this exact time, because your existence was not an accident. The person that you are, the qualities that you have, they were handcrafted for you. I want you to take a moment to forgive and to apologize to yourself for any of the negative things you might have said or thought about yourself in the past. We are letting those go. I want you to sit and give yourself forgiveness. Forgiveness for harsh words, forgiveness for actions or thoughts that you didn't like, that you no longer are choosing to align with. And once you forgive yourself, I want you to ask yourself, what do you want to identify with? What qualities? Do you want to identify with negative self-talk or with the compliments that you save for others? You are so deserving of the love that you give to others. I want you to know and accept that you are meant for the life that you want. You are becoming her. Your daily choices are making a difference. take a moment to strengthen that new relationship you're building with yourself. Choosing the way you want to think, choosing the person you are becoming, and know that you are capable. The person you dream of becoming is already inside of you. You deserve to live a life that makes you feel so happy. That want for a better life, to show up as the best version of you, that is there for a reason. You are here for a reason. You feel this way for a reason. Choose to be this version of you, and it's yours. You are showing up for yourself. You are showing up for your life. You're creating new healthy habits and changing the ones that have not helped you live the life that you want. You are in control of you entirely. You cannot control other people, situations, or outside factors, but you do not need to. Your life is up to your perspective. Choose how you want your morning to go, your day, and walk yourself through it. You are committing to yourself. You're investing in yourself. You are choosing your habits. Right now, think about the new habits you're committing to. Who do you want to be? That version of you exists and is waiting for you. That life is ready for you. Change comes from small moments, the little choices we're used to making on a subconscious level. We're waking up and we're choosing to become conscious. You're building awareness every single day, awareness that this is your life and you can actively choose new thoughts. You are creating the change, even if it feels impossible, big, overwhelming, you are doing it. I love you. I believe in you. I'm proud of you. And you are going to have an amazing day. Now I want you to repeat this. I'm capable of changing my life. I am creating my own internal and external reality. I love myself. I am so proud of myself. I'm choosing to have a great day. I am choosing a positive mindset. And I'm choosing to actively seek out a positive perspective. That is the end of the daily meditation. I've never done that out loud for others. I really only do it to myself. And I really hope that this was helpful for anyone out there. And if you guys like this type of episode, I can record a bunch of these because I have different ones that I say to myself. For example, when I'm looking in the mirror, practicing self-love, I had meditations I could do after breakups that are actually really helpful that I'd love to share. So if you guys are into this kind of episode, let me know. The more that I listen to meditations, the more that I do them, the more control I feel over my thoughts, my world, my actions. When I have harder days coming up, or if I just notice myself in like a lower mood, I'll always go heavier on the meditations because I get to stop and basically reset my thoughts and re-choose how I'm going to think. My biggest advice is listening to a meditation in the morning, before going on your phone, before scrolling, before starting your day. Your brain, right when it wakes up, is so impressionable. Really, that's the moment you get to pick what your thoughts are for the rest of the day. I love you guys. I know this was kind of a shorter episode, but I'll be back. Bye.